What about the issue of bleeding risk with a calibrutinib? And chemically or biochemically, what's the difference between a calibrutinib and enerbutinib? And what presumably would be the mechanism of different or less toxicity with a calibrutinib?
Whereas I'm quite convinced at the moment that it looks like there's less atrial fibrillation, I don't think of a calibrutinib and ibrutinib of having any different risk in terms of the antiplatelet action and the way in which the drugs work, and therefore no difference in the potential bleeding risk. Now, clearly, that's to be confirmed in the clinical trials, but certainly my experience has been that as a calibrutinib, patients have bruising also.
If a patient is on anticoagulation, how do you approach the issue of BTK inhibitors? And to what extent does it depend on the type of anticoagulation?
The whole history of this is that there was the knowledge that these drugs had antiplatelet activity. And there were a couple of reported intracranial bleeds in patients on warfarin. So the early clinical trials of ibrutinib excluded patients on warfarin. And in fact, the European label, but not the US label, has a relative contraindication to the use of warfarin with BTK inhibitors. So almost paradoxically, our approach therefore is to take patients off warfarin and put them on a novel, you know, so a DOAC. And it's kind of counterintuitive to say, well, you know, what's the relative risk? Because what's come out is the risk of bleeding on an anticoagulant isn't really that high. The real risk for these patients of bleeding is the patients on antiplatelet agents, and in particular, those patients on dual antiplatelet agents. So for me, the issue is if somebody's coronary artery disease and the cardiologist has them on dual antiplatelet therapy, and then you add in a BTK inhibitor, that's where the risk of bleeding goes up. And if they're on a dual antiplatelet therapy plus an anticoagulant, and the cardiologist is not happy with you substituting one of those antiplatelet agents with the ibrutinib or calibrutinib, that for me would be a real indication to move to venetoclax rather than using a BTK inhibitor.